Live from Robin's Nest and the Highwayman's Lodge, it's Punky.
This is Punky. This is Punky. Gooper, Gooper.
Hello.
Well done, you found Punky Radio. My name's Paul B. Edwards.
My name's Tony Hearn.
And we're out of Christmas, aren't we? Are we? We are.
We are, yeah. Yeah,
yeah, we're between the wars.
Yeah.
Yeah, we're between the wars, Christmas and the New Year. And to celebrate that fact, we're doing a best of 2012, sort of, in that one of the songs might be from 2011, but I might have forgotten about it in 2011, not played till 2012. Oh, it don't matter. Fuck it. Rust. Listening to DiZorro's underneath us right now. Thanks for doing such a great job on the bed this week, Tony.
That's okay.
That was Rust. They're all the way from Australia. A bit of Australian street punk for you there. And a track called Oi Oi Aussie Rock and Roll that came through via STP, didn't it? Via Stuart. Hello, Stuart, in Manchester area. Thank you very much, Tony. That's me. And we played that on the 9th of January last year.
Oh, wow, did we?
Actually, still this year, what I'm talking about.
Yeah.
Yes. Yes, and well done, Russ. We played a few tracks of that. The album's called Lean Mean Street Machine. Right, that's enough of that one. So then, I have some additional material, but not the usual sort.
Okay.
In that we would normally have Poetry Corner or Comedy Suburbs now, but I haven't done any jokes or poems, so thanks for that. but I have had this through from MJ Arnold. Dear Punky Radio, every week I enjoy your show. It keeps me sated when I need good punk. I would have left you a little iTunes review, but I don't use the Apple shit products. Zoom rocks. Well, maybe not, but fuck Apple. I don't fuck apples. I don't know whether you want to fuck apples.
No.
So here's your first Zune. Have you heard of Zune?
Wasn't that the Microsoft MP3 player that failed miserably?
Yeah, that's what we want people to listen to this time. Abject failure. So, yes, yeah, I champion Zing. It's the Betamax of the internet.
Exactly.
Anyway, here goes. This is the best punk podcast on the web. Unlike others in this genre, they only play great music, no fucking Green Day. Yay. Keep up the great show, MJ Arnold. Thank you very much, MJ Arnold. If you'd like to approach us via Zoom, do your best. I doubt very much we'll fucking notice. So anyway, Tony, I've got some guests here.
Okay.
Could you introduce yourselves, ladies?
Yep, Evisa Rose.
And I'm Dolly Golightly.
Dolly Golightly and Evisa Rose, my friend. In my flat.
Excellent.
Not one, but two beautiful burlesque dancers in the Highwayman's Lodge. They have travelled from a mysterious island.
Ooh.
Guess which island?
Don't know which one.
Well, that's not really guessing, is it?
Nah. Is it from Ireland?
No.
Further.
Right. Go on, speak for all, girls. See if you can guess.
It's from a farmer town.
A so farmer town?
That's a clue.
Yeah.
Bristol?
A farmer town.
It's an island.
Is Bristol an island?
Well, some would claim.
It's like farmer and inbred, right. And then you can guess from there.
Shush now. Right.
The Isle of Wight?
What's its own?
The Isle of Wight?
Really?
Yay!
Isle of Purple. Yay! They are all the way from the Isle of Wight to my flat.
Wow.
Anyway, the gig's cancelled tonight. We're just staying in. I've warmed my hands. I'll ask them about their job later on. Right now, I want to get on with the second track. Is that all right?
That's fine.
Right, okay. This is a track, but this is the first of one or two this week by Simon Says and People Like You Records, I think. And it's a track called a track by Bob Wayne. I haven't got the CD to hand, but anyway, Tony, what I want to know is, first of all, what is Rust's MySpace page?
MySpace.com/Rust.
No, MySpace.com/Rust Punk, Port of the Internet. Well, I'm Tony Neil. And what is Bob Wayne's website?
BobWayne.com.
No, BobWayne.org. Poorly being internet too, Tony Neil. Fuck the law.
Well, they tell me I can't cross their border from things I've done wrong. When all I've been doing is writing and living these songs. Now, what kind of man would I be if I just laid down and let the law walk over me? What kind of message would that send to all of my friends that still have some hope that we're free? Scheiß auf den Bullen. Scheiß auf den Bullen. Scheiß auf den Bullen.
Listening to the Robbie Allen Band underneath us right now. Thanks for doing such a great job on the beds this week, Tony.
That's okay.
Now then, have you got any Facebook comments for us?
I do.
Wonderful.
thanks for your Facebook comments so far this year. If you're on Facebook, please do leave us a comment. One of the easiest ways to get in touch with us, and most people seem to be on Facebook these days, if they're not using out-of-date Microsoft products.
But it's not necessarily out-of-date, is
well,
it?
Well,
Zoom. I love Zoom. Zoom's my favourite. Zoom.
Go to facebook.com.
I like iZooms.
Do you? facebook.com/punkyradio. Like the page, leave the comment, maybe leave us a New Year's wish or resolution. I don't know, whatever you want. Phone number, yeah. Pictures. Yeah.
I'm still waiting for those used knickers, you know. How long has it been now? 2 years?
It's got to be pushing 2-3 years, yeah.
Insane star of the North East. If you are listening, where are your pants?
Exactly. Three comments so far.
Right,
One from Scott Jakubik, who says Merry Christmas, Punky. Thank you very much, Scott
Jakubik. Merry Christmas to you as well, Scott.
Liam Arnold, Merry Christmas. Thank you very much, Mr. Liam Arnold.
Hello, there's a bit of Arnold going on here, isn't there?
A little bit. Finally, one more. A big thank you to Paul and Tony for playing my Scourge demos. There's more to come in 2013 from Captain Marvels.
Marvels, he's a legend, that man. Captain Marvels is a legend, and their new album will be out next year, and we will be featuring it heavily on this here show.
That's it for Facebook.
Well, I was going to say, if you're going to say just that's it, what's under my lighter?
You just had it.
It doesn't matter. Look, next track.
Yes.
In it. One of our favourite bands ever. Thank you very much, darling. I don't get the chance to say that very much on this show.
No.
One of our favourite bands ever, with a track we played but 2 months ago, but I'm playing it again because it's so brilliant. We'll talk about them more after this. This is Spooky House.
A massive rock wilder. People go there, they never heard of after. In the night you hear the spook laughter. Seven little ladies who occupy the basement. None of these old spookies do they need a hip replacement?
S-P-O-O-K-Y-Spooky.
Waxworks in the hallways, waxworks laying sure, cause there's taxidermy paraphernalia on all floors. Spookies old widows, from when did their husbands die? I've heard reports of aliens on room 6 in the sky. But I've never seen the light on, in the darkness not a gleam. Trick or treaters don't come knocking on the night of Halloween.
You're listening to the Dustaphonics underneath us right now, thanks to... They're a really talkative lot, these two. You're listening to the Dustaphonics... Shut up. You're listening to the Dustaphonics... Why are you still dressed? You're listening to the Dustaphonics underneath... I'm asking you that, Tony. You're listening...
I'm not.
I would hope not. You're listening to the Dustaphonics underneath us right now, thanks to doing such a great job on the beds this week. Tony.
That's okay.
That was Wonk Unit, and that is from their latest album, Muffy, which they say is the most Wonk Unit album of all Wonk Unit time. And unusually, it's mostly acoustic, but I have listened to it several times. Very, very wonky. What I want to know, Tony, what is their MySpace page?
MySpace.com/WonkUnitBand.
Oh, it is. You've got one back. It's Tony Wonk, already being the internet too. Did you do anything last week? Was anything going on? Were there any special days?
Well, we had a Christmas.
Yeah.
And Stephanie's birthday. Yeah.
It's unlucky, isn't it?
It is a little bit.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, we did Christmas proud. Got to have a nice relaxing day. Drank. Had my first drink in several months.
Wow.
Yes.
Well, did you get any nice presents?
I got some new headphones, which I'm sporting right now. Very nice. And I got a kazoo.
Oh, you got a kazoo, did you?
Yeah.
What, metal one?
Yes.
Yeah, they're wicked, aren't they?
Brilliant.
You pretend to be a saxophone player with that.
I don't need no musical skill whatsoever, and that's what I've got, so it's great.
Yeah, you have. You're a talented guitar player, and kazoo. Hey, mate, you're only a drum away from a one-man band. next year, I'm going to get you those knee cymbals.
Ah.
Knee cymbals, you know what I mean?
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, this is great. I got a toasted sandwich maker.
Oh, nice.
Can't really play anything like that.
All right. Was it in the shape of anything, like a cow, maybe?
It's in the shape of a toasted sandwich maker.
Okay.
I had the most boring Christmas ever. I can't bring myself to talk about it.
Oh,
girl.
Okay.
You do anything good for Christmas?
I had majors. Absolutely smashed.
Sailors?
Absolutely smashed. All involved alcohol.
Speak up.
Just got absolutely smashed.
You got absolutely smashed.
Yeah.
Right.
Christmas about.
That's what Christmas is about on the Isle of Wight, my friend.
On the Isle of Wight.
Christmas on the Isle of Wight involves getting smashed. No presents, no Jesus.
No Jesus.
Just booze.
Inbreeding in booze.
Then?
Fuck it, I'm moving. Right, so, anyway, right. How about...
Yes.
A little bit Christmassy. Centred around the wonderful, magical city of Copenhagen.
Woo!
Exactly. And a band from Copenhagen called De Høje Hæle. Now, ladies, you know what De Høje Hæle means?
Yep.
The high heels.
The high heels. Ooh. We all love high heels. Can't go wrong there.
You can't come round again. And this is the track off a 5-track EP that they brought out earlier this year. Their new album's coming out next year with their new drummer. In the meantime, Tony, what is De Høje Hæle's Facebook page?
Facebook.com/ De Høje Hæle.
How are you spelling De Høje Hæle?
DeHøjeHæle.
No, Hale, because it is the AE, the funny letter, yeah. And on MySpace they do both, but on Facebook only one. So sorry, man, close but no cigar. Paul in here, 3, 21. This is Uber Huggling.
Creation fear, hammer, sickle, prism, the end is coming near. here. We brought you the power to rule this so-called earth. Been used for evil purpose, and now you're gonna burn. Deviators coming. Deviators are here. And now your whole world's going down. Down. There is no more night or day, no moon in the sky. Time is running backwards, and people asking why. You tried to betray us, but the shit won't fly. We've seen through your plan, and now you're gonna die. Deviators coming. Deviators are here. And now your whole world's going down. Down.
Listening to Rich Morton sound underneath us right now, thanks for doing such a great job in the bed this week, Tony.
That's okay.
That was a track by the KDV Deviators called Deviators 0666, which we played earlier in the year. That's also come, oh no, that came by Drunkabilly, and thank you very much to Drunkabilly, who only just started sending us stuff this year. And hello to Coffre de Ville, the lead singer of this band. They are great and I love that track. Now then, what is the KDV Deviators, who are from Germany? What is the KDV Deviators website?
KDVDeviators.de?
No, KDVDeviators.com. The
cakes
I pay. Bully Me and Internet 4, Tony 1. Have you got any gigs for us?
I do.
Does that mean it's time for
Tony's International Gig Guide
12 Bar.
Yep, another week, another few gigs at the 12 Bar Club. It's still on Denmark Street in London. I'm going to include Monday in this because Ooh. Obviously it's New Year's Eve. And Sunday there's nothing on. So there you go.
I never have anything on a Sunday.
Exactly. This Friday, 28th of December.
Sometimes socks.
Actually, that's tomorrow. The Bleach Boys, Emergency yes! Bitter, Violation 69, Mill and Drift, and Rage DC.
Let me guess. Is it a London calling, Evie?
It is.
Yes!
The punky seal of approval, but how much is it?
£6.
It is.
Come on.
Saturday night, 29th. Anabolic Steroids, Law of the West, Mike Squire, DJ Poison Creeper, Stinkmas Karaoke, and comedy from Rich Irvine and Nicholas Saunders, and Cake from Make Cake Not War. London Calling presents Stinkmas Night.
London Calling are taking out the festive period with their punkness and their Stinkmas Night. And Make Cake Not War, what a great idea. If they dropped a Black Forest Ghetto over Syria, we might all be alright.
Sort things out. How much?
And then, no, actually, if they dropped it over Israel as well, and it landed in the Jerusalem area, if there was a bloke on a cross, when the Black Forest Ghetto came through the sky and hit him in the face, he could say, God, God, why have you deserted me?
Nice.
So, yeah, right, so go on.
How much?
£6.
It is.
Nice.
Right, and so nothing on Sunday, but Monday night, 31st of December, Bamalam's New Year's Eve Extravaganza, featuring the Penny Black Remedy, Allegra Shock and Band, the 1007s, and DJ Marshall Moonshine. as I say, New Year's Eve night, so how much in advance?
It's another beauty, and the 1007s are one of the up-and-coming punk bands in London. They're brilliant.
Okay.
New Year's Eve, man, I don't know, £10?
£12.
Whoa, it's a double six, man.
The double six.
It's a double six. Mm. It's the house of the number of the beast with an extension.
That's it for gigs.
I'm in my mouth. Right, finished.
Yes.
It's all right, I've swallowed it again.
Good.
Right, so that concludes
Tony's International Gig Guide.
12. We got backing vocals.
Nice.
Exciting. Hey, did you girls get the tube on the way over?
We got the tube,
the
line and the other line, the overground.
The other line? They got the other line.
No, we stopped at the pub and carried on.
No, I just ask because the next track's by a band called MFC Chicken, one of London's finest R&B garage combos. And we're going to play a song by them right now. First of all, Tony, I will just ask you, what's MFC Chicken's Facebook page?
facebook.com/MFC-chicken.
No, just MFC Chicken. Where'd you get the hyphen from?
Well, I fancied a hyphen.
You fancied a hyphen, but yeah. You're wrong. Paulie B and the beautiful ladies and the Internet 5. I've added beautiful ladies in now. Tony Wong, this is I'm in love with every girl on the tube.
Some kind of room.
You got a problem, man. You got a problem.
I'm in love with every girl on the bus.
You got a problem, man. You got a problem.
I think I got a problem that I gotta discuss.
You got a problem, man. You got a problem.
I get overwhelmed when I'm outside. I got this kind of feeling that I just can't hide. So many goodness and a beautiful girls. I want every woman in the whole wide world to be mine.
You're listening to Destroy the Evidence underneath us right now. Thanks for doing such a great job on the beds this week, Tony.
That's okay.
So, are you doing anything this week?
Not really. I had Christmas and now I'm just going to probably just have a quiet New Year. Well, still waiting for my date for the operation, so I'm kind of keeping it low.
Okay, how about you two girls? What are you doing for New Year?
Dancing, actually.
Dancing?
Gig, yeah.
So the Isle of Wight's not just about getting smashed,
it's
then?
It's dancing about, as well.
It's about getting smashed and then going dancing.
That's exactly it.
So is it a gig you like to push?
It's the burlesque one, so yeah.
Yeah, and where is it?
It's a place called Roxy's.
Roxy's.
A restaurant in Sandown.
Roxy's in Sandown on the Isle of Wight. Oh, it's the Las Vegas of the South. And do you know how much it is to get into Roxy's in Sandown on the Isle of Wight?
It's a surprise birthday party I'm doing.
So it's a surprise birthday.
It's private.
It's not a surprise anymore. You've just told the world. If it's your birthday on New Year's Eve and you're in Sandown, Sorry, you've got these two idiots. Right, I'm not doing very much for you. Well, I am. I'm going down to that art dealer called James. You want me to tell you about the art dealer called James?
No.
He's got a 5-story house. He's got his own lift.
Wow.
And he said that I could go down there for New Year. The last time I was there was when I got talking to a guy called Barry Miles, an old rock critic who was mates with the Beatles and all that. And I've been invited down via my friend Harriet, who's on at the burlesque show that I'm doing this evening. But by the time you hear the show, it will already have happened. So that's why I'm not advertising that. But yeah, so that's what I'm doing, basically. And I'll probably tell you about it next week.
Cool.
Sound all right?
Sounds good.
Right then, girls, do you want to push your dance routines before we do the next song?
Yeah.
Do you want to tell people about you and how they can find out more about you? It helps if one of you speak. It's radio.
Can I speak, please? About our routines.
Yeah, or how people can get in touch. You'll find out about you or where you're going to
be. Okay, we're with a group called the Cream Tees Burlesque Show. We have a show reel on YouTube, which is just the Cream Tees reel. My acts tonight include a number from the film Dusk Till Dawn. I'm doing After Dark routine.
Uh-oh.
Which is a very well-known film.
And don't bite the confetti.
Mine include act from the song Canned Heat and a nice cheeky number from Nin Moocher. And it's quite cheeky. And I think you should come along and watch us at any of our acts, I think.
And have you got a website?
Yes, we have the Cream Tees Facebook page, and we also have our individual Twitter and Facebook pages. And you can find us at Evisa Rose at Twitter or Dolly Golightly at Twitter.
There you go. How about that? That was actually very well done, ladies. And now for my favourite song of last year, which is actually what you'd be expecting to be my favourite song of last year, but it is. I just really, really like it. It's a real sort of velvet undergroundy thing going on. The Subsonics from Georgia, I think, and this is Lime Lime.
Lime Lime, Lime Lime, Lime Lime, Lime Lime, Lime Lime, I've lost my mind, I can't count, spell my name, until time, I decapitated your Valentine, put it in a memory, Lime Lime, Lime, won't you be mine, I carry you with me all of the time, you think you'll get away from me, my, my, I drown you in a river roar. Lime, 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 lime. Lime, lime, I can't deny, didn't care if he lived or died. You wanna be me? Stop trying, cause I'm already you. Lime, 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 won't you be mine? I carry you with me all of the time. You think you'll get away from me? My, my, I drown you in a river of lime, lime, I drown you in a river of lime, lime, I drown you in a river of lime, 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 lime.
You're listening to Project Marv underneath us right now. Thanks for doing such a great job on the beds this week. Tony.
That's okay.
That was the Subsonics and Lime Lime. Why is there MySpace page, Tony?
MySpace.com/TheSubsonics?
No, MySpace.com/SubsonicsAtlanta.
Ah.
Okay. Space is poorly being internet. 6, Tony Watt. As it's the Between the Wars Best Of special, I will... You'll have a go at the last one to level it up, all right?
Okay.
Sound fine?
Yep.
Sound like a deal?
That sounds fair.
If you get it wrong, you have to run around the studio naked with your pants on your head.
Okay.
All right. Now then, have you got a twat?
I do.
Brilliant.
So, it's the last twat of 2012, and thankfully I do have one. But if you want to start off 2013 with a twatting, please do email me. I want the twat's name, where they're from, and a reason. It's simple. Let's start 2013 off the way it should be, with a twat. Please
because
email me now.
2012 has not been the year of the twat.
It has
it?
Not.
We
it should have been.
Be. It should have been. There's enough fucking twats out there.
Exactly.
I know. All right.
But anyway, to find off the year.
Tony, hang on a minute, girls.
Yeah.
When it comes to say it's a twat, he'll say so-and-so is from somewhere and something, and then we go, is a twat, all right? So you know. So this is going to be the first ever burlesque twatting.
Excellent.
All right.
Okay, so this is from I Graham.
I Graham.
And it's a little long.
Is it I Graham from Liverpool?
It is.
Hello, mate. I Graham from the very good podcast. It's a Frog's Life.
That's the fellow
that I hate.
He says, "Hi Tony, I've got a right royal twat for you."
It's only because it's acoustic music.
As it is, he's all right.
Yeah, he's lovely, mate.
And he runs the Liverpool Acoustic Live music events, and he gets lots of emails from artists from across the country and around the world, all asking to play one of their nights. Oh. Everyone receives the same reply, and that will listen to their
why
music.
Plug the fucking thing in,
exactly, with a kazoo.
Yeah,
yeah.
If they had knee cymbals, I'd go. They're the best. I want knee cymbals myself. I'm sorry, I'll be quiet now. Sorry.
Okay. I'll start again. I run the Liverpool Acoustic Live music events, get lots of emails from artists from across the country and around the world, all asking to play at one of our nights. Everyone receives the same reply that we'll listen to their music, and if we like it, we'll add them to the list of artists to be considered. Most musicians accept that and leave it to us to contact them if something suitable comes up. Last month I got an email from a singer-songwriter from the West Midlands called Gary O'Day.
I hate him already.
He mentioned how he'd played in Liverpool before and that his album featured a musician who was well known up here. Before I'd had a chance to reply, I received an email from Gary's mailing list telling everyone about his next gig in Wolverhampton. A couple of days later, I received another email from his mailing list with a link to a video of him busking with a police officer. When I replied to his original email...
Why he keeps a guitar?
Exactly. When I replied to his original email, I said I didn't remember adding the Liverpool acoustic email address to his mailing list and asked that it be removed. He replied to say that we were added automatically when he emailed me the first time. I responded saying it's good practice to ask permission before adding people to a mailing list, and that just because he inquired with us about a gig in Liverpool doesn't mean we also want to know about his gigs in Wolverhampton or busking exploits with a local plod. He replied to say we'd been added automatically. In other words, it was out of his control. At this point, I was starting to get pissed off. What kind of stupid system automatically adds everyone you're sending email to your mailing list, regardless as to whether or not they want to be added or whether it's even relevant? It was at this point I tweeted, "Really annoying when we're added to an emailing list without first being asked if we want to be added." Gary saw this tweet and replied, "Graham, I've just seen the tweet on your page. Look, if receiving a mail from me about a gig and a charity piece has caused you so much grief, then you must have had a really awful day and something really shocking happened. For fuck's sake, tweet that and stick your gig up your arse. Jesus Christ, what a soppy tit." I must admit, I smiled at that. I've never been previously called a soppy tit before.
I like the sound of a soppy tit. I've got to be honest with you. I think that's a compliment.
I replied to say the tweet didn't name him. And yes, I got annoyed when added to a mailing list without being asked first, particularly when it's not got nothing to do with my website or live music events. I finished with a link to one of the many pages with tips for email marketing.
Soppy tips.
Which basically said that the same things I'd been saying. He didn't like that either, replying that my comments were pretentious, including the classic, "Who the fuck do you think you are?" I asked him why he uses an email system that he has no control over and adds people automatically. I said the fact he doesn't see it as a problem shows he doesn't understand how email marketing works. I asked him if he disagrees with the mail list best practice for MailChimp, Aerial, Cyber PR, Centric, Prescription.
I'm now starting to think, oh, Graham's a twat. This is really going on.
I told you it was long. I'm nearly finished. And countless other PR professionals responded to say that yes, he disagrees with them all, calling me a corporate prick in the process. On Gary's Twitter profile, he described himself as a professional mess. And I think he might have just got something right. So for having no idea...
No, he's not professional.
So for having no idea how to run a mailing list properly, for getting pissed off from an anonymous tweet that didn't even mention him, for thinking he knows better than all the music PR professionals in the business, and for being able to insult me properly, soppy tit, really? Gary Day from the West Midlands is a twat, and that's from I Graham, and it's quite long.
I Graham, that is utterly justified. Ladies, can you start rearranging yourselves and pass me a lighter, please?
Where's the light?
I out of the corner of my eye, throughout that twatting, I was watching Dolly Go Lightly rearrange herself. Now, I'm 42 years old and I've got a weak heart. I can't be dealing with this. But I am in agreement for the last twatting of 2012 on burlesque backing vocals here. Let's go for it, Joe.
So, you ready?
Yeah.
So, Gary O'Day from the West Midlands
is a twat.
I love that. Thank you very much.
That'll learn him. Oh, I'm glad our Graham was the last one as well. That's great. If you do have a twat, what should you do?
Just email me, tony@punkyradio.com.
What? You said that like an advert.
Thank you very much.
TonyHearn20.com. Unfortunately, you didn't see the jazz hands there, but you may have heard in the background, do you need new windows? Last track this week, Tone. I know I'm having more fun than you. Sorry about this. Last track this week by a band called The Caravans, who I have had the fortune to see on a couple of occasions. They're absolutely brilliant. And I got this track via, it's another Drunkabilly one, and I got it via the Cenobites Blue Fandango EP, which featured a 16-track label sampler within the EP. I can't help thinking that's a good way to sell a Cenobites EP, stick 16 other bands on it, but anyway, it worked. And we played this song early this year, and I absolutely love it, it's great. What I want to know is, what is The Caravans' MySpace page for... 6 points.
MySpace.com/5 points.
Otherwise you'll win.
MySpace.com/TheCaravans.
It is!
Yay!
6. Paulie being internet 6. And I fell in love with a psychobilly pop star. About it for another year of Punky Radio. Who'd have thought all this time ago we'd have got through more than 7 years of radio, but we have done somehow.
Yeah.
I've been doing stand-up comedy longer than a lot of our listeners have been masturbating, Tony. Not nearly as long as I have. I had two today. Well, there were two girls here. I had to think about it. That's why I keep going off to the toilet, ladies. So, right, thank you all so much for listening this year. That has been the best of Punky Radio for this year. Please do continue to listen. Tell your friends about it. Do everything you can. Download us via punkyradio.com. Listen to us on iTunes. And also, listen to us online in the following ways.
You can find us on the internet's Talk Superstation at talksuperstation.com. We're on Pudunk Radio, PODUNK Radio.com, and finally ExtremeMetalRadio.net. It is extreme, it's not very metal. Do listen.
Oh, well done. That's Thank it. You. I thought you were going to say one more, but we haven't had the one more yet, have we?
No.
We still haven't had the one more. Correct. So thank you all very much for listening. Thank you for all your help this year, sir.
And you, sir?
Thank you very much, ladies.
Thank you very much.
Oh, I love the way they say that. I don't care where you are in the world. Bear in mind, you're not as lucky as I am right now. God, at least stay dressed. Say goodbye, Tony.
Goodbye, Tony.
A poo.
But you can't.